Nachum's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. V'chana liba bas necha gittel, adina bas sheva bas necha gittel. They should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadeyam. In the Torah, in Parashas Sav, it says, Perek Vov, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'adabra Hashem Moshalem, V'adabra Lam Ram Ram, V'azostar Sechatos. So we start talking about the laws of the Chatos. And then it says in Pasuk Chof, Kol asher yiga b'besara yikdosh, anything that touches its flesh shall become holy. V'asher yaze midama al habeged, and if any of its blood is sprinkled on the garment, the area of the garment, asher yaze aleha, upon which it has been sprinkled, techabes b'makom kadosh, you should wash in a holy place. So kimt for the shayla, the question presents itself, why do you have to wash it when the blood sprinkles on it? Why do you have to wash it in the holy place? So we are going to go on the derech of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagon Hagadol v'Hamafursam, Harav Nosson Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So he brings the Ramban. The Ramban says, Techabes b'makom kadosh, Hechmir akosuf b'dam hanivla b'beged, La'asoso kasher haya koidem hazaya, Shlo yotza chutz l'klaim. That you should wash it in a holy place. The pasuk was machmir, about blood that was absorbed in a garment, to make it like it was before Hazaya, that it shouldn't go out of the klaim, of the curtains that surround the Mishkan. What does it mean? La soso kasher haya koidem Hazaya. So what the Ramban means is that the dam that was sprinkled on the beged has the same din as before the dam was sprinkled on the beged. That just like before the dam was sprinkled on the beged, you're now allowed to take it outside of the Azara, because it's nifsal biyotze, and it is no longer roi lezrika al mizbeach. So too, after it was sprinkled on the beged, the pasuk was machmir not to take it outside. And even though this blood is not omed lezrika, because it was sprinkled on the garment and it is not going to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, nevertheless, Hechmir olav hakasuv, the pasuk was machmir to aser the hotza kemo kodem shehuza al habeged. To aser the hotza, just like before the blood was sprinkled on the garment. That is the pshat in the Ramban. And what we have to understand is, how is it possible to say that the Torah was mechayiv to be mechabes the beged b'makom kadosh in order that the dam shouldn't become pasul b'yotze? And after hazaya al habeged, dino kamo kodem hazaya al habeged, sha'asr lahotziya. Just like before it was sprinkled on the garment, you're now allowed to take it outside. So to after it was sprinkled on the garment, you're now allowed to take it outside. How can that be? Halo mavur b'zvachim. Do we not find in Masechet Zvachim, on page 94b, that a beged that went outside of the klaim, nichnas u'mechabso b'makom kadosh, you bring it in and wash it in a holy place? Rashi explains that if you have a beged on which the dam achatas was sprinkled and it went outside of the klaim, so you bring it into the Azara and you wash it in the holy place. So if we say the ikar chiyuv to be mechabes b'makom kadosh is in order that it shouldn't become pasul b'yotze, if the blood already went out after it was sprinkled on the beged, why do you have to bring it back in and wash it b'makom kadosh? Anyway, the blood was already nifsal b'yotze. If the whole vort is that you're now at a pasul the dam b'yotze after it fell on the garment, so then if it already was nifsal biyotze, then how come you have to bring it back inside to wash it? It was already nifsal biyotze. Since it was already nifsal biyotze, so what's the point of bringing it back in? I get once it's inside, you can't take it outside to pass it because it passes biyotze. But what's the idea that once it's already outside, they have to bring it back in to wash it? If you tell me that if it's inside, you're not allowed to take it outside, not to pass it biyotze, rather wash it inside, okay. But then how do you explain the fact that if it's brought outside, you have to bring it back inside to wash it? There was already nifsel biyotze. Shtarka kasha. Lechora, we can answer based on what it says in Menachos 56b that if you're matil mum b'bal mum, if you have an animal that's already a bal mum and then you put another mum in the animal, Rebbe Meir says, famous Shitas Rebbe Meir, famous because we've been discussing it a lot recently in our Shiurim, that you're not allowed to do that. It's asur. So even though it's already nifsal, the amum harishon and the mum hasheni isn't mosif any new psul, nevertheless, you're not allowed to add a mum to its mum. So if so, we can say the same thing applies over here. Yes, it's true. Shekvar nifsal biyotze. Nevertheless, you have to bring it back inside, because if you don't bring it back inside, it's as if you brought it out anew, by just like when one is matil a mum and a bal mum, it's aser, even though it already has a mum. You now let add a second mum. So too, we can say the same logical construct here, that yes, it was already nifsal biyotze. Right, when you already took it out after it's sprinkled it on the garment, you take it outside. It was nifsal, it became pasul, it was disqualified because it left the confines of the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, you have to bring it back inside, because by not bringing it back inside, it's like you took it out again. And it's like what the Kesef Mishnah writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Kalayim, famous Kesef Mishnah, and that the Rambam says in Halacha Lamed, that if your person was wearing Kalayim all day and they gave him Hasra that he should take it off, and he waited in order to take off the garment and put it back on after the Hasra, he's chayv al kol shehiya v'shehiya. So every Hasra that a person does shehiya and he leaves the garment on, he's chayv nocham al malchus, and nocham al malchus, the whole day he's been chayv malchus, it's a mishugan and mensch. But every Hasra is mechayv him anew. So in the same way, as the Zazak the Kesef Mishnah v'yesh l'tumaya, Chabad Groysa Tumiyah do the Kesef Mishnah, as is well known, Rabbi Yosef Karo spoke a fluent Chasidish Yiddish. Me'acha she'eno ose ma'ise b'chol pam, lami yischayev al kol asra v'asra. Since he's not doing a new ma'ise each time, why should he be chayev anew on every hasra? Why is every hasra mechayev him anew malchus? So he says that we have to say that since it was biyado l'taken u'lahasir iser me'olav b'chol pam shemasim b'chashiv kalovesh. So since he could have fixed it and he didn't, it's as if he's wearing it again. This is discussed at length in the wonderful Sefer Nasan Pirio and Meseches Makkos on page Chof Aleph on the base. I'm giving you a good address to go to. So Huadin, the Zelba thing, the same thing applies in our case. Even though the Beged already was Nifsel Biyotze, the Dam on the Beged was already Nifsel Biyotze, nevertheless you have to bring it back in and wash it inside, because every moment you're Mashe Bachutz, it's like you're bringing it out anew, and it's Aser. And it's Dumiya Dematil Mum Bebal Mum. It's like putting a Mum in a Bal Mum. So this tzushtel is difficult on a number of levels. Number one, and this is what, I mean, in our case, there's no hasra. There it's with each hasra. Here you want to say that a person's chayiv for every second. So another reason you can be mechalik is that bishleim amatil mum, there's an itzer be'etzem hatolas hamum. You're over on Komum Lo Yebo, like we see in Menachah and Bukhoros 33b. And therefore we can say, even Matil Mum Bebal Mum Yer Chayiv, because it's a Kepeid and the Etzem HaTolas HaMum. And therefore you're Chayiv, even if the second Mum doesn't add an additional psul. But if you're motzi dam chutz leklaim, who says once it's nifsal, you're not allowed to keep it outside? You're not allowed to bring it out again. There's no iser be'etzem otzalas adam. There's an iser be'etzem atolas hamum. Mele, each mum is another iser. But is there an iser in be'etzem otzalas adam? No. We learn from the pasuk that dam is nifsal be'yotzei. It's vachim 101a. Amalei Moshe laharon shem nichnas dam lefnayu lefnim. Amalei hein lahuva as dama. Shem achutz lemechitzi yatzasa. Amar lo b'kodesh ha'isayin shem in the Gemara. That Moshe Rabbeinu was clearing with the carbon. Why'd you burn it? Maybe you brought the dam bifnayu bifnim. He says no. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says to him, maybe it went out of the mechitza. He says no, it was b'kodesh. Ayin Rashi's vachim pei beizam et beiz dibur maschil basada b'tos v'sham. So there's a psul yodzei. And we know that since there's a psul yotzei, you're not allowed to do it because you're not allowed to pass the korban. You're not allowed to pass the kachim, like Rashi says in Chulin 2b. The Yivra Maschil of a Mukdashim, that Bekachim Musram and Atoy, you're not allowed to be Metame. Mishmeris Tumrosa, that are required Shmir. So with this we learn you're not allowed to quote the psul. But once it's already pasul, Mechitesi, that you're not allowed to pasul it again. It's already pasul. Why do you have to bring it back inside? Keep it outside. Mama. There's no added psul by leaving it outside. So again, why do you need, according to the Ramban, kibus mamakum kadosh? This is a very difficult Ramban to understand. So Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nosson goes on a Langa Mahalach over here, and Tamsis Dvarav is that it's not in order. The reason you have to wash it in a Makom Kadosh is not because it's going to become Pasul B'Yotzei, because as we found, even if it's already outside and it's already Nifsal B'Yotzei, you have to bring it back inside. So it must be Pashut that it's Xeris HaKasav. It says in Psachim 24a, B'kodesh b'esh tisarf, limerachat tisarf nosa b'kodesh, limerachat tis psula, shisarf b'kodesh b'hazara, achat tis psula has to be burned in the hazara, it's Xera. So too, damachat tis shenitas ala beged, dino kakachim psulim, and therefore it requires kibus b'makom kodesh. So that's the special mitzvah here, Agzeris HaKosuv, that it has not al tziyotze, that you're not allowed to take it outside, but that it has to be burned b'makom kadosh. If it's outside, you have to bring it inside. And wash it b'makom kadosh. You were talking about washing. You have to wash it b'makom kadosh. And it's not because you're going to pasul it b'yotze, it's already pasul. And we see if it already was a pasul b'yotzei, you have to bring it back inside. Rather pashut, a gzeiris hakosuv, that you have to wash it b'makom kadosh, just like you have to burn the chatas psula b'makom kadosh. We find the same thing by blias, that if you have a kli cheres, it has to be smashed b'makom kadosh, even if it was already yotzei mechutz leklaim. Zvachim tzadi dalet amid beis kli cheret yetzu chutz leklaim nichnas v'shav b'makom kadosh. So you see this yisod that it has to be burned b'makom kadosh, even if already went outside this kli cheres that absorbed from the chatas. So we'd like to be marich in this sugya, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the life, then hopefully we will go back to this. In the meantime, I just wanted to give everybody a taste, and we should be zocheh lilmod ulamed lishmor v'lasos ulekaymus kol divrei tzamo torasa b'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.